George Washington was an early riser. When he was at his home in Mount Vernon, Virginia, he got up with the sun, read, and wrote until around 7 o'clock, and then had his traditional breakfast.
We know that it was three whole cakes, H-O-E cakes is what I'm saying, or Indian mush cakes. His step-granddaughter described them as being small and swimming, and that's her words, in butter and honey.
Susan McClellan Playstead is a food historian who spent a couple of hours on President's Day making mush cakes in a log cabin at the Mercer Museum in Doylestown.
And he would have three dishes of tea without milk.
The cakes have four main ingredients: cornmeal, yeast, egg, and water. Playstead fries them on a three-legged pan called a spider over hot coals on the hearth.
Okay, it's very interesting. It almost becomes a honey cake.
Visitor Cynthia Miller writes historical novels, including one about Thomas Jefferson.
I mean, now I'm feeling the corn. You have the mushiness of the corn, but it's absolutely a honey cake, and I can totally see why George Washington would eat those, because you have this very sweet, it's almost like a honey pastry for breakfast.
It may have been too much of a good thing for George Washington, who suffered from tooth pain throughout his adult life. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.